Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member, FINRA/SIPC. Registered representative, securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member, FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Fujiyama Wealth Management and Cambridge are not affiliated.
Live from Gwinnett Infinite Energy Arena, it's Junko's Health, Wealth, and Happiness Hour, brought to you by Fujiyama Wealth Management. I'm your host, Max Cantor, and who am I joined here today with?
Paige Becquet.
Well, welcome to the show, Paige. Are you enjoying yourself so far at Japan Fest?
It's wonderful.
Yeah? Yeah, what has been your favorite thing so far?
Oh, just the cute things that Japanese people know how to make, the origami. I've got some earrings on that are origami earrings, and the food, of course, is delicious. The entertainment, the dancing, the karate, everything about Japan is incredible, and that was my favorite layover as a stewardess for Delta.
Yes, you mentioned you used to be a stewardess for Delta. How did you get involved with that? With Delta. How did you get involved?
Well, I was supposed to be a school teacher. And it's funny because this is in my book. I was teaching second grade, student teaching, and I was taking also Japanese karate at the time. And there was this little boy, and his name was Eric, and he wouldn't behave. And I said, "Eric, if you don't behave, I'm going to give you a karate chop." And he says, "Oh, yeah?" And he hits me in the stomach so hard that I said, "I'm not going to be a teacher." And I've decided that I'm going to not teach about the world. I'm going to experience it for myself.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And so you've been all over the world. You've
120 countries.
Wow. And would you say Japan is your favorite?
It's one of my favorites besides Australia and Thailand.
Gotcha. So what attracts you to Japanese culture?
Well, I'm in the Tomodachi Club.
Okay.
Because that's one of my favorite cultures. Just the kindness and the reverence and the Japanese people they don't talk about you. They talk about nice things. They remind me of my father because he said, "If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all." That's how Japanese people are. They just smile. If they see something bad, they just smile and bow. And I just love that culture.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned your book. What's the title of the book?
Well, the title is my father was a famous doctor, and his book was A Doctor Who Me. And so I wrote my book to kind of mirror my father's life because he made millions of wonderful discoveries and saved thousands of people's lives. So my book, instead of A Doctor Who Me, it's A Sky Goddess Who Me.
So in the book, are you discussing just your experience being a flight attendant?
In my book, there's no experiences as a flight attendant. Actually, there's one that happened in Germany. But all my experiences are death-defying situations all over the world that I found myself in the middle of some horrible situation, but I was able to pull myself out. For example, hepatitis in India. Indira Gandhi, the Prime Minister of India, got assassinated, and I was dodging bullets because I was right there where she got assassinated.
Wow.
Nearly fell off a cliff in Ecuador when it rained. I got stuck in the in New Guinea. I got stuck in the bird sanctuary to see the birds of paradise. Because it rained, and we couldn't get back through the valley.
Wow.
We got rescued by two naked jungle people, and they had a boat, and so they took us across the water. It's filled with death-defying situations like that, and also lots of travel tips.
Gotcha. So when is your book available, and where can people find it?
I wrote it this year. Actually, I wrote it laying on my back because I slipped on a glacier in Antarctica chasing penguins around. And so I had to retire from Delta just recently. So I wrote my book with all my memoirs. The best place to get it is Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. Barnes & Noble is really the best. They're fast.
Mm.
But it is out now.
Okay. That's very cool. And let me ask you this. So this segment is sponsored by Fujiyama Wealth Management. So when I say the word retirement, what do you think of? What comes to mind?
Well, for someone else, it might be, oh, now I don't have to do that horrible job anymore. For me, I'm sad because I didn't never wanted to quit this job.
Mm-hmm.
Because after 50 years of flying, all you do is, like, click your heels like Dorothy, and you're in a different country.
Mm-hmm.
I could be in Japan right now eating delicious Japanese food, but I'm at this wonderful festival instead.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I do is all about flying to different countries.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up and start looking at travel brochures to see what in the world can I do now because I have a busted back. So now I have to take cruises.
Mm.
Where in my book it explains how if you travel, do the hard stuff first. Because mm-hmm. once you get older, you're going to have a problem. I didn't know that I was going to have a problem, but I said it in the book, and voila, I did.
Mm.
So now I'll be taking cruises.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It was great talking to you.
Enjoyed talking to you.
And signing off, I'm your host, Max Cantor, and this has been Junko's Health, Wealth, and Happiness Hour, brought to you by Fujiyama Wealth Management.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member, FINRA/SIPC. Registered representative, securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member, FINRA/SIPC. Investment Advisor Representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Fujiyama Wealth Management and Cambridge are not affiliated.